several ways, I think that affords us some real opportunities. What do you think is, what would be the situation in the event that, let's suppose the court holds against us. That real Ellsberg case. I got it legally, I know, but just think, I don't even think it does, kind of good point, and talking about that very point, and some of the people here feel that it does, as I'm sure you know. I don't believe, no, I haven't heard express opinion, I just thought of it myself. I don't believe it does. I think the argument that private restraint, which is a constitutional, severe constitutional problem, yeah, according
to Don Beagle, not the principle.
Right. Pre-censorship can go one way without in any sense affecting the act of sealing documents. I've been amazed at how
it's straight out of Wallach.
Sure. And even though one could argue that if the court held that the documents were not damaging to the national interest and therefore could be published by the New York Times, that does not excuse the act of stealing those documents, especially since Ellsberg did it with malice. He did it.
Yeah, but no, well, certainly we ought to get more proof in by the time we get to the court case.
I would hope so.
And we're talking about a contempt proceeding and they just screwed around with a little thing. But I would think when we get this court case, I got all the different. I would like to try the case. I'm not satisfied with how they handled myself.
No, not either. But I don't think they were really prepared to handle the case. What was the response? But either way that case goes, it's interesting the reactions that I've gotten to the prosecution of Ellsberg. Our constituents.
I noticed my partner. Interestingly, you said, "Why, he's a thief." He's a thief. Shouldn't have stolen it.
I was starting to do a carefully.
It's what our poll showed. Our poll showed everybody about the facts on come out. They thought that I would be prosecuted. Shouldn't steal the document.
Carpenter yesterday was doing some work for me. First thing he said, nose of annoyance, he said, "I hope you're going to get that son of a bitch who stole those papers."
Part of the things, too, as you're right, is an ugly son.
Yeah, and he's a marvelous target. Of course, prosecuting him, whether we ever got ever sent him to jail or not, as long as there wasn't a jury verdict in his favor before the election, but prosecuting keeps that issue alive. And I think that the issue cuts the Democrats. It doesn't cut us at all if we do it. I think the issue from our standpoint is a very good one to keep alive. And the congressional committees will help us this fall when they hold their hearings. Prosecuting Ellsberg will keep it fomenting in the press. And I just...
Also, isn't it true that apart from the prosecution of Ellsberg, the Senate hearings are going to keep this thing fomenting in the press?
Both of those will keep it alive.
The Senate hearings are going to... They've got to be bloody, don't
they? They have to.
It's going to be otherwise.
Now, the big pressure that the Democrats will make is to try to find something on this administration. They'll try to find something
when?
Post-1968.
But there's nothing in there. The study was completed in 68.
Oh, in that study. Right. The fear I would have is that there'll be a real attempt to leak something out.
Oh, by somebody in our administration.
Right.
Oh, sure.
That's the one worry that it can shift the focus of it from the Johnson administration or the Kennedy-Johnson administration to ours. But
in other words, there'd be another leak.
Let's hope.
But what about my condition? How are we out of Cambodia?
That's fine.
Fine.
Doesn't hurt a bit.
Work. Laos doesn't worry me.
Doesn't hurt a bit.
Guys, we were 21 in sleep. But they were 310 when we came in, or whatever it was.
That's 19, 25, 21.
That's right. Oh, that's just what I predicted. We've got to get that across. Here we are. I said it would be less after Laos than it is. You never know this from reading the press, but I think the papers, you think there's a real mess here. And of course, they're crying.
We've
myself, and I have a reason to spend it. Rather kill someone, because legally, it's not hiring the public. I want to mean this, nobody in Oxford suggested we drop the prosecution in Salisbury. Has that been suggested?
I've heard it argued that we'll make a martyr of them, and...
Sure, we should be a martyr.
He's already rallying the peace forces, but of course, he's done that anyway. He's on the cover of the Time magazine today. The left will make a hero of him, but that's fine. It keeps...
It's all right. You need an enemy.
Agree completely, and he's a marvelous one. His looks, the way he talks on that television interview we had last week, he's a perfect enemy to have. And it's interesting, as far as
the opening phrase of the administration,
the first phrase that you used, the first day this came up, stolen documents, stolen goods, has really caught hold. I've had any number of people use that phrase back to me, and it's showing up in the press. You start reading the press clips, and you'll see, oh, stolen documents.
Just got to keep repeating it. Tracking and stolen goods. Selling stolen goods. That's the way to put it. Selling stolen goods. That's what the Times did. I don't mean Osborne. The Times did. Well, they were for public. You see, most people think they had papers in for circulation. They sold stolen goods.
That publicity is worth a hell of a lot to them in terms of the commercial return. The press issue will tell you, whatever the court does this week, the press issue will be behind this, and the focus of this will be on the argument within those papers.
So the argument being that now that we make a martyr of it, so we should drop the case?
That's...
Jesus Christ.
That's the other side I don't agree with, but...
We can't drop the case. It's picked up now. We cross the line.
I would hope so. It's a question also of credibility. If he wants to go after it. If we felt these documents were important enough to go into the Supreme Court in the newspapers...
We can't back down.
We've got to feel they're important enough to go after Ellsworth. An awful lot of other things may fall out of this. We don't really know all that's behind either his motives or who he worked with. Now that getting those copies distributed all over the country had to be an organized effort. That wasn't an accident. You don't get copies.
Oh, let's start with anyone from the press then.
Oh, you were already over there.
But you know, notice, Mr. President, all of the apologies for people are coming out of his friends in the liberal media who are saying, well, I interviewed him in 1965 and he said this. You know damn well he's scurrying around people like Phil Potter, the Baltimore Sun, who came up with him.
Sure.
Saying, bail me out, bail me out.
Yeah.
He's in awful shape over this. I'm convinced he's done.
Oh, yes.
I don't see how he can survive this.
Muskie's having problems on it, too, I think.
He's having problems. And what we've got to do, what I've been telling our people today,
keep the pride on Johnson.
Well, keep talking about the Humphrey Muskie ticket of 1968. If Humphrey is discredited because in 1968 he campaigned knowing of these deceptions, well, hell, Muskie was his running mate. We shouldn't let him off of that hook. And if he was running at that time, defending, my God, eloquent the defense he made of the Johnson war plank in Chicago.
Muskie.
Yeah, which we have on tape. That was not eloquent, but it was impassioned, waving his arms, defending the Johnson policy. And that should be just...
He had to do that in the nomination.
That's right. That should be just kept flashed back every now and then. Every documentary should dig that one back up. Now, they're both are completely different.
Well, one has no question, is there?
No, sir. No, sir.
Can I talk to you?
No, sir.
Our little poll, at least, indicated that on the stove, that people are very strong.
And Gallup came up with similar findings. Yes, and Harris will be testing the same question.
But it played Gallup's finding. I didn't get that out of the summary today.
Well, I said it was... Actually, it didn't have as aggravated numbers, but it had the same split. People favored the publication of the documents, but then opposed the theft of the documents. Opposed publishing classified documents, but favored publishing these. Which only goes to make the point that it's related to the war, this war, which is not popular, and is considered old news by people if they thought of it. If they didn't think of it as
a... He hasn't asked this question, though. Gallup hasn't asked the question about that, so it's more about the ORC.
No, I don't think he did. I've asked your full...
Gallup's only 300. Well, that's our... It's still 700
questions. I think that ORC poll was correct.
I do, too. Well, we know it is. We know we don't vote ours.
Did you have a chance to read the poll memo I sent out on the Kennedy poll?
Fascinating
analysis.
Well, the way I kind of figured, though, I don't see how they can help nominating him.
Well, of course, I hope so.
I think that's all it's going to be. How can you put yourself in this position?
He'd be the best force at the moment. After this, it'd be the easiest. I think Teddy Mass. I believe the Harris thesis. The Harris thesis is that he just cannot get a majority of the votes. There's much too much of an antagonistic factor built in right from the beginning. Even when he's paired, it's 2 years away. Yeah, but it's 2 years away from Chappaquiddick. It's still hanging over his head. It's reflected in all those answers that people give, personality and leadership quality. Of course, he's tarnished by this because the Kennedy image is tarnished by it. The whole idea of bringing in superior intellectual talent from Cambridge and the academic establishment. The Kennedy mystique is badly damaged by these documents.
You think so?
Yes, sir.
We just remind us of histories.
No, I don't think so. I think there's been an awful lot. There was an analysis of McNamara on television this morning, which indicated he was, someone in the day show was doing a down biography, indicated he was really losing his grip in the last couple of years. There's been enough written and enough printed and enough on television that people begin to have written doubts about the character of the future of the Kennedy administration of Johnson and Harry. Scotland, please. That begins to permeate. People begin to get that feeling. They get distrustful of the kind of men that come from that environment. I think right now, are not held in high confidence, and that hurts Teddy Kennedy because he's out of the same mold. Development, because you something like that happens, and you think of all the problems that it's created over the last couple of weeks for us. But when you really analyze it, it could well be one of those great political gifts that you never plan on it and never can anticipate it.
Could be. You never go home and slap and slap. So I think
it lasts awful long
for you and Ernest. He's just never, can't live it out.
Well, he's lost so much respect.
On the other hand, he'll still fight. He's a gabber. He can go around. He'll still play around.
Perception of the economy as bad as it is, still.
Right.
With the war still being a political liability.
Right.
Because people aren't sure yet that we're out. With those kind of, with all the heat that we've taken from the media, from the hostile press, to be above 50%.
We're at 50.
We've been at 50.
In Kellogg, we're at 50, basically.
It's extraordinary. And if you, if the current change, if the current economic developments begin to reflect themselves in the public attitude 4 to 6 months down the line, if the war is winding down, and you start with a base that even in this heat that we've taken is as high as 50 or 50 plus.
I suppose that's a damn strong suggestion. That's the other argument, too, that this, there'll be a backwash effect from this, that, you know, a bad economy.
Now,
the economy really isn't all that bad.
The economy's fine.
The economy basically, you sort of only want to have 20 million rather than 25 million. For God's sake, the main point is don't have it go too fast right now. Don't have unemployment come down too soon. We want it to come down next year, not this year.
But that's 51 or 52 billion dollars in the first 6 months of this year. That's a staggering figure.
That's right.
I don't think we can often enough to project how good it is. Bob told me of your speech in the Cabinet room this morning, which was vitally necessary. We've had too damn much
great hangers and second guessers and in my opinion that and so forth and so on.
Well, it's just contagious. You know, you start a little bit of that.
Yeah.
And it ripples out and the press love to see kind of divisions. So if we
know. No, the fact that we hold as well as we do it's gotta mean something. And of course, on the other hand, you have a lot of talk. There is great concern in the country and in parts about the lack of leadership and all that sort of thing because the media constantly hammers. And yet the people are not really, when you go to Indiana and Illinois and other places, they don't feel all that bad. People feel a hell of a lot better than I think we did. But yet you'll take polls where people say that people are pessimistic about the economy. But they're seldom optimistic about it. And they really are. And they think they've done bad in the last 5 years. They have because of the Johnson years, which of course they didn't make any gains, and our years the same. But now they're going to make gains this year.
If I were sitting on the other side of the political fence watching what's happening here, and I knew damn well that the economy was, the trend is right, it's social, how fast it is, I would know damn well that one way or another that war issue is gone next year. And I would see a president sitting with all of the junk that's been tossed at you over the past year, sitting here still holding 50% or better in the polls, I would figure that next year would be one hell of a tough year to be in the fifth. That was the point of the John Roach column that came out last week where he said that you will be tougher, this will be the toughest election since 56 for the Democrats. As tough as 56, or tougher than 56, because of all the things that you will have going next year. The economy picking up, the war issue confusing, the fact that an incumbent has a built in 5 to 10%.
It's got to have 5%, right?
Got to have that.
Basically just the aura of the presidency.
Sure. And here's John Roach, who was a Democrat, or he was conservative, and one of the best columns I've seen.
Right, he's a damn good writer.
He's a good writer. But he analyzes each of these points, and his conclusion is that as the Democrats look at 72, they've got a tougher job on their hands than they've had any time since 56, and maybe tougher. And I think it's true. I think if you can take all that has gone on and know that public attitudes on both the war and the economy are bound to improve.
And we can only go up on both.
On both. And you go up, but you go up from a 50% base in the polls.
Yeah. The economy, if Harris's theory is right, it's already turned up, so people are going to start reflecting that in their attitude 6 months from now. That is their...
His theory is that
6 months.
Whenever the turning point was, whether it was April or May or whenever it was this year, 6 months thereafter, the public confidence will be restored. He said there's been a historic lag that has never failed in any...
But the only question is whether that will still happen in times of television. And I night after night that MNBC is not, you know, they already think the bad economic concerns.
They do.
They're wrong.
I agree. They're wrong.
The papers need to
agree.
We've never had that type of situation before. See, whether or not that will so discourage the American people or whether they'll react.
No, I don't know.
Well, I think, of course, we'll begin to get some better news even. Reluctantly, out of that, it will not come this month. But it will next month. I mean, next month, we get a little some area.
Well, Mr. President, is what we do and how we do it.
Yeah.
That's why I think your meeting this morning was so important, because if we feed most of this.
Sure.
The leaks that came out of the Council of Economic Advisors in the last 3 weeks, I raised hell over one 10 days ago. I just blew my cork with McCracken. Because all it did was to give Dan Rather two commentaries in a row on how the administration is torn, divided, uncertain whether its economic game plan is working. Now, you just can't give them that kind of an excuse. The media will go just so far in hurting us in the economy. But we have to give them a little bit of handle that they don't.
Well, we're going to get caught out in front more. I'm going to silence the others. We have our problems with our burns, but we're just going to have to isolate him as a sort of a play that you can do. He's going to play that game. We can play it too. Arthur thinks that he's everything in his own right, but he's there because I put him there. And I'll start saying some things, especially as we go along. I've got to be in my places. On the war issue, that's going to be another 60 days. And then 60 to 90 days, but is this July? July, August,
September.
Which is September. Back to this thing. I just didn't have Ellsberg in the news for a while. Of course, the travel started me to go up.
No.
It takes a long time to pick a jury.
We had
an indictment first.
He has to be indicted, and the
grand jury first.
Grand jury. He'll be before the grand jury. I wouldn't hurry. I think I think it's one of those that you want.
Like, in his case, it'll take a couple of years, right?
I would like to see it go right past the election.
Yeah.
I'd like to see it.
Because otherwise you might get a...
Just never know.
You might get a not guilty verdict out of a stupid jury.
That's right.
You're right. Well, then it'll pass the election.
If the case is going on, and his testimony can only be, from a public standpoint, can only be harmful to him, because he's trying to rationalize why he stole government secrets, and that's pretty hard, very hard to do. Even when he has an issue of an unpopular war.
I would think we would begin to get a trickle of comment even from our Harry Bird and other few columnists and others in Congress this week to begin to be a little outraged about the student and these diagnostics.
Well, that's coming in.
Is it beginning to?
Yes, sir. I saw the Miami Herald today had one day. They sent maybe a dozen stories. Very, very helpful.
Detroit
News had a good one.
And right.
Of course, the Catholic chain.
That's about Catholic.
Oh, I think I had 8 or 10 before today.
Well, anyway.
I got your message about Houston Harris on our next issue call, which will be on that.
I think it's useful.
Oh, I think it'd be a marvelous trick on ourselves. As well,
so he may ask different questions. He may have a way to get at it. He'll be also complimented to do it.
That's the whole
key. And you know, he's our good kind of thing.
That's all he's looking for. Plus, the fact that I'm convinced that he knows that he believes.